With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point, a dramatic shift after more than 2 years of high rates that helped tame inflation but also made borrowing painfully expensive for consumers. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is doing well.
Again, the labor market is actually in solid condition, and our intention with our policy move today is to keep it there. You can say that about the whole economy. The U.S. economy is in good shape. It's growing at a solid pace. Inflation is coming down. The labor market is in a strong pace. We want to keep it there. That's what we're doing.
Coming just weeks before the presidential election, the Fed's move also has the potential to scramble the economic landscape just as Americans prepare to vote. New explosions linked to electronic devices killed at least 14 people and injured more than 450 across Lebanon on Wednesday. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports that Israel has remained quiet on the thousands of device explosions in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, yesterday afternoon, pagers exploded simultaneously. This happened in areas of Beirut, also in Syria. The targets all appear to have been connected to the Hezbollah militant group. Lebanon is accusing Israel. American officials say that Israel notified them of this. Israel is the obvious suspect here. Israel and Lebanon have been fighting for almost a year now. But Israeli officials have made it clear that their patience is running out, so there is strong evidence that Israel is somehow connected to this incident.
Walkie-talkies and solar equipment exploded in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon on Wednesday in an apparent second wave of attacks, targeting devices a day after pagers used by Hezbollah blew up. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 103 points, the Nasdaq dropped 54. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for your mental health.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's official. Competing measures that would expand or limit abortion will both appear on the November ballot in Nebraska. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling to that effect after hearing arguments in three lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of the initiatives off the ballot. One amendment would enshrine abortion, while the other would make permanent Nebraska's current 12-week abortion ban. The ban includes exceptions for rape and incest. This is SRN News. There's an educational opportunity for the nation's prison inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott reported.
A New Hampshire woman suffered burns on her leg after hiking off trail in Yellowstone National Park and falling through a thin crust over scalding water in a thermal area near Old Faithful. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.